Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday, kicking off your week. Monday, February, however you'd like to say it, the 6th, 2023. 15 minutes past the hour, 31 degrees, hazy skies here in Marion, almost at freezing. Lots to talk about here this morning on the program. Glad you're with us. I want to make this announcement right off the top of the program, because it's a big week. Something is going to happen this week that we all in Marion have been waiting on for over a year now. Now, allegedly, I'm going to use the term allegedly because I don't want to go over the bounds here with this, but allegedly, Del Taco will finally open on February the 8th, Wednesday. Now, as we have said before, because we've gotten this information, back in late January, Del Taco will be open every day from 7 a.m. to 3 a.m. They will open on February the 8th, and if you download the Del Taco app, and it's the first time you have downloaded the Del Taco app, you can get a free taco that day. So here we go, 48 hours away from the opening of Del Taco. You know, I go down and get my diet soda, usually about 7:30 in the morning. Now, Del Taco is maybe a half a mile up the road from McDonald's. On Wednesday morning, because they'll already be open as of 7 a.m., I might drive down to Del Taco on Wednesday morning and see what's going on. Boy, isn't that just big news? Are you excited for the Del Taco opening? Give me a buzz here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. It's kind of a funny thing to talk about, to be honest with you, but we've been talking about this Del Taco. We've talked about the construction. We've talked about the site. We've talked about the traffic. We've talked about the parking. We talked about it a lot last summer when the porta potty was in the wrong place. We talked about it was supposed to open in January, and then it was February. We talked about the fact that they were looking for a franchisee because their franchisee had allegedly backed out. All this stuff that has been talked about with this Del Taco, which finally, apparently, will be opening in 48 hours. You know, I wonder what the turnout will be on Wednesday morning. I really do. And here's the funny thing, because the original conversation about this was, it's such a small spot, and it's in such a precarious place right there next to Perkins, that like all businesses, and we just saw it with Charlie's here in Marion, the cheesesteak place, when a business like that first opens up, especially a food business, they are busy for about 3-4 weeks. Unbelievably busy. Now, the problem, as opposed to Charlie's being busy and Del Taco, as we have talked about, is the fact that that is not a deep parking lot, and it's also not an enclosed parking lot. Meaning to say that if you get about 7 cars in that parking lot, you're going to be sitting out in Mount Vernon Avenue. And not only are you going to be sitting in Mount Vernon Avenue, you're going to be sitting there at a stoplight. So, and also the fact that we know that that's a bad intersection right there anyway, because Wendy's has had trouble with that for years. It's hard to turn out a Wendy's when you get your food and go west. And that'll also be another issue with Del Taco. When you try to turn out of there, If you want to go west on Mount Vernon Avenue, which I'm sure a lot of people do, it's going to be very difficult to do that because, again, of the traffic and the light system and so on and so forth, whatever is there. Now, again, we want them to open. We want business. I think people should just be aware of these things before the business opens. So when you go there on Wednesday or Thursday or Friday, you might realize that it's going to be a little bit of a cruncher there. And it's also going to put the crunch on Perkins and Wendy's, because if that line gets very long, it's going to go right down in front of their business and block the traffic there. Now, again, I'm no fortune teller. I can't say that's exactly what's going to happen, but we'll find out on Wednesday. I hope it's okay. I hope what really happens is that somebody from the county, because I believe that would be considered county because the city ends at Kensington. I hope somebody sends somebody out there to direct traffic if it really turns into a cruncher. So that's the way it is, Del Taco. Is anybody excited? Is everybody all wound up? What do you think is going to happen when they open? Are they going to be deluged? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But as we know, as of this point, they have not changed the date. February the 8th, 7 a.m. to 3 a.m., which they will be open daily. Download the free Del Taco app, and you will get a free taco the first time you go there. And there'll be all kinds of other deals through the month of February. But here comes Del Taco in just 48 hours. Now, something else I have to do here this morning. Yesterday was kind of a banner day here in Marion. Norma Jacob, who I have had a long friendship with here in Marion, yesterday turned 100 years old. I was so happy to hear that. Norma, yeah, I can't even imagine what it takes to get to be 100. But Norma was born, and I'd never thought about this, being born February the 5th, 1923, Norma was born when Harding was president. Now, how many people do you think there are who are still around and active who were born when Harding was president? But Norma Jacob is one of them. And Norma Jacob was a big deal here in Marion because she was one of the first female city council people there ever was. I believe she took city council back in 1957. Think about that. That's what now, over 60 years ago? It's kind of unbelievable that Norma did that way back in 57. That's 12 years before Mary Ellen Withrow was elected to Elgin School Board. So I'm so glad that Norma I hope she had a great 100th birthday yesterday. Norma is a funny woman. I'll tell you a Norma Jacobs story. We've all talked about George Alber on this show. You know, and his name lives on here in Marion because of the Alber grants to the Ohio State University. And his name's on the building out there. And we all remember George Alber. Well, we've talked on this station that George Alber was not exactly the most easy person with a buck. Let's say that. He didn't like to spend a whole lot of money, which is probably why he had a whole lot of money to give away when he passed away. And he was a notorious bad tipper. Now, we've talked about that, so it's not like I'm talking out of school here. A lot of people have talked about how George Alber was not a great tipper. Well, anyway, back in the 50s, George Alber owned a fertilizer plant here in Marion. This is one of my favorite stories about Norma Jacob. George Alber owned a fertilizer plant. And back then, the laws were not as stringent as they are now. And his plant was putting out a lot of dust. Now, I don't know what kind of dust it was. Who knows, back in the 1950s. But it was putting out a lot of dust. And a lot of people were very upset about this because people who live close to that fertilizer plant were getting dust all over their house and dust in the street and dust on their cars, and nobody liked it. Well, George was not going to do anything about this. You know, it's my plant. I can't help where dust goes. That's the way it is. So a lot of people were complaining to Norma because she was on city council. And I believe that was her area of town. So they all got together, and Norma was there, and they went over to George Albers fertilizer plant, and they picketed George Albers fertilizer plant. So George did not like the idea of a city councilwoman and people in the neighborhood picketing his fertilizer plant. So he came out and said, listen, I will put in scrubbers so the dust does not go all over the place. Well, turns out those scrubbers, now this is 1950, I don't know the exact year that this picket happened, but this would have been sometime probably in the late 50s or early 60s, cost $65,000. Now, you can get on the internet and figure out what $65,000 in 1958-59 is today. You know, it's probably $200,000. So anyway, George Albert agrees to put these scrubbers in after this picket so that dust will not go all over Marion. Okay. So George Albert, of course, runs into Norma at a lot of different places. I think Norma's family and Norma owned a bowling alley here in town, and Norma was a member of a lot of service groups, and of course she was on city council and went to church and things like that. So she would run into George Albert a lot of different places. And this is my favorite part of the story. Now this will tell you about Norma Jacob. George used to say, anytime he would run into Norma after that, he'd say, Norma, you cost me $65,000. And Norma used to look back at George Albert and say, George, to you, that's pocket change. And to me, that sums up Norma Jacob. That is one of my favorite stories. George says $65,000. You cost me $65,000. And Norma says, George, to you, that's pocket change. Now, that's Norma Jacob. And she's always had that sense of humor. And my relationship with her has always been tremendous. When I wrote a book on Madge Cooper about 15 years ago, she was one of the first people there to buy the book. And, I attended Joe Ione's funeral with her. She's come on radio and television with me over the years. Matter of fact, there's an interview up on Facebook and on the website. If you want to hear Norma's life and times, Norma was on with me last January 29th, 2015. So it's been about 8 years ago now. It's on the website. If you go to Scott Celebrity Interviews and down at the bottom, there's a two-part interview with Norma Jacob, and you'll get to hear that George Albert story in her own words, but also a lot of stuff that she went through being a female member of city council. She had some tough stuff out there from the men that you'd have to listen to Norma talk about it. It's very interesting. And, so that two-part interview with Norma Jacob from 2015 is on the website. It's under Scott's Celebrity Interviews at the very bottom. Take a listen to Norma and her life and times here in Marion. But I still can't believe Norma turned 100 yesterday. So happy birthday to Norma Jacob. And if anybody knows her or gives her a call today or sends her a card, let her know that the radio station wishes her the best as well. I'm going to have to get over and see her. Haven't saw her for a while because of the pandemic, but want to get over and say hello to Norma. Does anybody remember Norma Jacob or anything of that nature, or that whole George Albert incident? There might be some listeners out there who might remember that when she was on council. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I love it. George says, you cost me $65,000, Norma. Pocket change for you, George. That's pocket change. Now, we could not do that today. We would get all bent out of shape, and we would start reporting people to the government. And honest to goodness, you know, it makes me think of some of the things that go on here in Marion. Nobody knows how to deal with things personally anymore. Everything's got to be a fight. Back in those days, people just did their thing. And I think in a way that was much better. You know, people weren't, you know, I think we've become a very sensitive society. Even though we argue more now, we do it all from behind the keyboard. We never go to somebody's face and say anything. And I don't know. And I also don't know if we have any politicians like Norma Jacob anymore. Norma spoke like a politician. Norma knew how to deal with people. And I don't know if that goes on so much anymore. Depends on what you're paying attention to, I guess. So happy 100th, Norma. All right. Well, Friday, we were kind of left dangling. We had this advice segment we were going to do with Abby. Now, let me tell you the little history on this. And this is all true. And we'll get to where we're going to get here. 2 weeks ago, Abby and I were talking, and I said she had read a book, I guess, about giving advice. And she wanted to do some type of advice segment. And I said, well, let's do that every Friday. You know, we'll ask for questions from listeners. You'll come in on Friday from 12 to 1. We'll do the segment, and we'll see how it goes. So I put out questions from listeners, and we got about 6 the first week. And I thought Abby was going to show up, and she didn't. Which, that was just a miscommunication, I think. So that went on, and time went on. So last week, I said, well, Abby, you know, we've got like 6 questions, and I don't know how many more are going to be submitted by tomorrow morning. Are you coming in tomorrow? And she said, oh, is that tomorrow? Okay, yeah, I'll be there. I should be there. Now, follow this story. So she doesn't show up Friday, and I didn't hear from her Friday. Now, I did see her later on Friday afternoon, and this is what I got. I was busy. Now, absolutely, if something was going on, I completely understand that. But I don't know exactly what it was. Now, maybe that's just my nosy nature to wonder what in the world she was busy doing. But so I don't know. You know, maybe we'll give it another shot this Friday. I think we have about 9 questions in the hopper now. Plus, we had a few people who I think were going to call in with questions after listening that morning. But I don't know. You know, things go on in people's lives. It's none of my business. But that's where we are at this point. So that's what happened Friday, if you all were wondering. I didn't have any answer by the time we went off the air Friday, but so that's what I got now. Also, I do want to say I did get one great, great, great thrill on Friday. I've been talking for a while now, because you never know who's listening. I've been talking for a while now about our friend Ruben, who I saw in the grocery store probably 3 or 4 weeks ago now. And he got the information to listen to the station on TuneIn. Now, I have not seen Ruben since, so I don't know if he's listening or not. Ruben, if you're out there, I hope you are, and I hope you're having a good time listening. I don't think Ruben had ever called in, but I know he listened because I would see him in the grocery store, and he would bring up things that were on the air. So, Ruben, if you're out there listening, I'm glad you are, and I hope next time I see you, you'll be able to tell me you got TuneIn downloaded and everything like that. Now, Friday, right before we went off the air, I played a song in the public domain by Sophie Tucker. And right before we went off the air, one of our longtime listeners, Ernie Brees, called in, who is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to history here in Marion and trivia like that. He knew it was Sophie Tucker who sang that song. And just said he doesn't call in very much anymore, but he does listen, and I appreciate that. So it was so good to hear from Ernie. Ernie, I'm glad you're out there, and I'm glad you're still listening, and I appreciate that. So thank you, Ernie. I wanted to say that. We ran out of time Friday. We talked to Ernie right up till we went off the air on Friday. So thanks, Ernie, for continuing to listen. Now, on that note, something else happened yesterday that was interesting. I was at Kroger, and a lady came up to me, a lady who I knew very well listened to the station, and she said she had not listened for a while, and I explained to her that we had went digital. She used to play a lot of the trivia games. She worked in an office. To be honest with you, I don't know if I ever knew what office she worked in, but I know her and her coworkers used to play when we were giving away prizes and things like that, and I hadn't heard from her in a while. And she was not aware that we had made the switch over to digital. So yesterday, she took down the information because she said she missed listening to the station. And she was going to get on digital. So, you know, it's only been 20, it's probably been less than 24 hours. If that person has switched over and was able to get on the digital, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, not to say that it's been done yet, because like I say, it hasn't even been 24 hours. But the listeners are starting to pile up, which is a very good thing. And I was so glad to see her and give her the information that she was requesting. So I hope she's out there, and we'll check on that as the week goes on to see if she gets it downloaded. Okay. So again, if you're out there, give us a buzz. If not, I know, you know, Monday mornings are a rough morning for a lot of people. 740-751-4038. Okay. Now, I do have something to run by you, the listening audience, to get an opinion on. You know, we've been doing Family Feud here for a long time, and sometimes we just do outright trivia, and all that's a lot of fun. But I was thinking the other day of a way that we could do trivia that would be different, and I'm not saying we're doing away with the Family Feud or anything like that, but a way that we could do trivia that would be different and fun, because I'm here with you every morning from 8 to 10. And I thought, let's do this. Now, I want your opinions on, do you like this idea? Now, here's the idea. Let's say the show's on today, and heaven forbid, who knows what I'm going to talk about today. But what would happen is tomorrow, I would say, okay, I have a question. Now, what would happen is, I'm not going to tell you what the question is. So what would happen is, listeners would call in. And when you called in, I would ask you a question about the show the previous day. So you would have had to listen to the show the previous day to know what the answer is to the question. And if you would get that right, you could win a prize. And if the caller would get it wrong, we would just go on to the next caller. So basically, you wouldn't even know what the question is until you were on the line. But if you had listened to the show the previous day, you would know what the answer is, hopefully. And we could also have that prize build over time. You know, if nobody gets it right, maybe we try five callers and nobody gets it right. We could hold it over for the next day. Now, it'll probably be a food prize because people like the food. But I thought that'd be an interesting way to do it. That way, nobody can get ahead of anybody else. It wouldn't be a prize drawing. You would just have to have listened to the show every day to know what the answer might be. It's not something you could Google. So I think we would cover all our bases. And then I thought another way we could do that would be maybe I, in my mind, would say I would write down the fifth caller. So what we would do is I would ask the question, but if you were the 1, 2, 3, 4 caller, you could not get it right. So whoever the fifth caller was, and if they got it right, would get the prize. So that just a new way of thinking to do trivia. And we could do that every morning. That way we could get a little trivia in every morning. Now, what do you think of that? 38 minutes past the hour. I want you, the listener's idea on that. Opinions. Because we want to do something that's fun. And again, I'm not saying we're going to do away with the Family Feud. We'll still do that. But this is just something different that maybe we could do every day that would give everybody a fair chance and would be fun. So what do you think? Somebody's got to have an opinion out there this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What do you think of the idea of doing, like, a question about the previous day's show, and then that's how we'll choose our winner? Because to be honest with you, I don't like the idea that people Google answers. I mean, I understand we all do it. But I like a question that people actually have to know. And the only questions that would be very unique would be questions that would have to do with this show, because you can't Google those. And also, it gives everybody a fair chance to call in and answer those questions. So how do you like that? Would that be something you'd be interested in? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What do you make of doing the trivia that way, and also giving away prizes? Because we have not given away a whole lot of prizes in recent days, because we've been doing a lot of the Family Feud, but I think that might be an interesting way to do the prize situation. Because we have had a lot of great prizes, Pizza Hut and Sans Sodas and Smoothie King and Arby's and a lot of things like that. So, I don't know. Does anybody have an opinion on this? Usually we get opinions when we talk about prize giveaways. What do you think? 740-751-4038. What do you make of that as a way to give away prizes? Now again, it would be a question about the previous day's show. All right, let's take the call and then we'll see where we are. Go ahead, caller.
I don't know what you just said, Scott, because my internet isn't working right. And I only get you for a very short time, like a sentence or two, and then I have to go out and try to go back in.
Uh-oh, internet problems this morning, huh?
Well, it says not a connection. I thought he had fixed it, and it isn't. So he ordered a new power, new stuff, but the other stuff's coming in good, but there's something with this one. It's not connected, but I get the other one, so I try not to bother too much, but the clicker, I'm wearing it out because I go out and then I come back in or I unplug it. So I don't know how long I'll be listening today because I don't want to wear that clicker out.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know what would be the problem with that.
I've had it before.
Oh, you've had it before?
Yeah, I think somebody, Florida Days Geeks or something, he paid them $200 last month or something. He had trouble with his computer and stuff. But this, it says the internet connection or something. So when he gets up, I'll have him, but it'll probably be a while. So I'll just kind of listen off and on. But I don't know what you were saying about. I just got on right now, something about the trivia or something.
Yeah. What I was saying was I was thinking over the weekend. Now, we'll continue to do the Family Feud because people like that. But I thought, when we start giving prizes away, because a lot of people have said, you know, they don't like the prize policy that people can win once every 30 days, and that some people don't like that we're drawing for winners and some, you know, that whole thing. So what I thought about over the weekend was, I thought what we might do, so people can't Google the questions or anything like that, is basically, we would do today's show. Okay, let's say we would do today's show. Then tomorrow morning, I would come on at some point during the 2 hours, and I would say, I have a question about yesterday's show. Now, I'm not going to tell people what the question is. People would call in, and let's say you were the first caller. When you called in, I would ask you the question, which would be about yesterday's show. Let's say I had a guest on today. I'd say, who was the guest on yesterday's show? And if you knew who the guest was, you would win the prize. If you didn't know who the guest was, we would go to the next caller. Now, that would be one way of doing it. Now, the other way of doing it is before I ask the question, I would write down a number. Let's say the number 5. So then what would happen is only the 5th caller could get it right, but nobody would know that. So if you would call in and you were the first caller, even if you had the right answer, you could not win. It would only be the 5th caller.
I liked it when you could win once a month because, like, if I would call in 10 times, but other people called in and they put, say Mary Jill or somebody, and then she, you know, maybe I could only get in 3 or 4 times, and then 2 or 3 other people put other people's names, and then they call in too, you know. I liked it when, you know, you could still answer, that you could only win once that month. You know, you kept the names and stuff. Well, that's the way I liked it, because I don't think I should win more than once a month. Everybody should have a chance and stuff.
Well, the problem with the once...
That's kind of neat.
Well, I'll tell you what the problem with the once-a-month thing was, and the reason we did away with it, was number one, people were starting to have their family members call in and use their family member's name. So people were still winning more than once a month. It was just they were using different names. Then we had the issue where everybody had to look at the paper. Like if I was doing giveaways, I would write down the winners, and if, let's say, Charlie was doing giveaways, he would have to go back and see who won on my show to make sure that they had not won previously. So you had to keep up with other people's shows to make sure nobody else had won on another show in that 30-day period. So that was a problem. And then there also was the problem of, did the person pick up their prize? Because a lot of people were coming in and saying, well, you know, I didn't pick up my prize, so now I want that prize. So even though they won on the 5th, they liked the prize. And that was, and I'll tell you, that was a huge problem, because when, let's say we would do Ohio State Fair tickets, which were very popular. Well, if you, let's say you'd won dinner at Arby's the first week of the month and you didn't know we were going to give away Ohio State Fair tickets, you weren't eligible for them, because you'd already won once in 30 days. So that was a big problem. There were a lot of problems with the 30-day system.
Well, I kind of liked it, but the thing, well, you could have a chalkboard. But the thing is, see, I don't know hardly any people because I'm not from Marion. So I would have to find people when I won or turn the tickets back in. That's why the lady at the library, I think there was 5 in her family. Well, I won once a month and people to a ticket, so it took me 3 months to get her tickets to the zoo. You know what I mean?
Well, it just I would
call in once that month, and then I would give her the tickets, and then I would, or most of them were, only 2 people. So if there were 4 or 5 in a family, it took me 2 months, and then sometimes I couldn't find anybody, so I just took them back to the station.
Well,
you know,
because
I don't go to a lot of that older stuff, you know, I'm wanting to that stuff, you know, and different things, but I liked it that way because you had, you know, I just liked it because I didn't think I should win more than once a month, and if you give something away, you know, that I really wanted, well, you know, I'm just out.
Well, we just got a lot of reports back from a lot of people that somebody would show up to pick up tickets, and they would say, well, I'm also here to pick up tickets for such and such and such and such. Well,
they would.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that happened a lot.
See, I didn't know that because if my one daughter in Columbus couldn't use the tickets, which I know she went to the Wild and she went to the zoo, and over all those years, I chased people down to give them the tickets kind of and stuff, but that's how I liked it. And Charlie, once I asked, I said, well, you know, I answered, but I've already won. Can the next person or... you know, that calls in have my tickets? I don't think he'd let me do that, or I should, you know, give them to the next person. And so you just try to wait till the person, you know, that won the tickets, and then everybody, you know, more or less call in. But I think that's kind of neat, too, that way, too. But
well, this
yeah,
way,
I know people were doing that because, you know, like me, if I had sisters and cousins and they called in, you know, if I can't use them, one will give them to a friend or my children or somebody. But I didn't know people were calling in during what you were saying.
Well, then also there was a problem. Let's say I would give tickets away. And let's say I would give maybe 4 different sets of tickets away. Well, a lot of times I was not there when people picked them up. So the person who was there when they came to pick up their tickets, they didn't look at the sheet to see if they would have won in the last 30 days. So it was just a lot of people... a lot of people's hands were in it, and it was hard to keep an eye on the 30-day thing. Plus, you had to keep an eye on the 30, and then people would say, well, you weren't here when I came to pick up. They would be out of the 30 days, and I'd say, well, you know, we gave away your tickets because you didn't pick them up.
Yeah.
They'd say, oh, but you weren't here when I came to pick them up. Okay.
Well, what worried me was the same people they were calling. I know a lot of people have a lot of things, but when I gave the tickets, I said, you don't sell these. I said, because if you do, he won't be able to give any more tickets away. I said, if you can't use them, you give them to somebody, you do not sell them, because when a lot of people call, they're not, you know, they're not going to all this stuff. And I made it clear that you can't sell these.
Well, that's why we went to the drawing system, because there's no way to work that system. Because I'm drawing out the window.
It took me over, a year and something to win one time. One time my phone had like 200 and some, where I kept pushing, you know, trying to get through and stuff. I pushed your number and pushed and pushed, and I thought, well, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not trying to get these prices.
Well, and
it
that's...
It took me over a year. Well, it took me, and stuff, and I could, of course, at one time I wanted those zoo tickets, the lights, and that's the only thing I wanted. And I tried and tried, and I just couldn't get through. And then my name was, well, I did, my name was, I could have been in there by myself, and I wouldn't have won.
Well, and I think that's why this system, it's not a drawing system, it's not a 30-day system.
It's more fun.
Yeah, well, this way you'll have to know the answer. You can't Google it. And it'll be just, you know, one shot out of the box. Either you know the answer or you don't.
Okay, now when you have a smartphone, my phone, I think you can kind of do like computer stuff. When they're on the phone to you, can they Google stuff?
Well, it'd be, they could, but I think I would know that they were, because they would have to, like if I said, well, you know, who's the Prime Minister of England? Well, they're going to have to stop and type that in and Google, and to talk to me at the same time, I think would be very difficult. I think I'd realize what they were doing.
Yeah, because I know a lot of them, they were doing that, and I didn't have a computer, so I'd ask my son, he's like an encyclopedia, and I'd tell me the answer, because I was on my Star Stick, and I would have to probably go out, shut it off, and go back in, and do the stuff, and I can't, you know, do that stuff. So.
Well, that's why now these questions will be about the show, so you won't be able to Google them. Like if I say who was on yesterday, you can't Google that. You're just going to have to know it or not know it. Or if I said, okay, like today, if I said, whose 100th birthday was I talking about this morning? Well, you can't Google that, so you would have had to have been listening to know who that was.
Yeah.
So I like that.
I wouldn't know.
You missed it this morning.
Yeah, was Amy on... Friday when I picked my, I had to go to a store. When I got back, I couldn't get on to you. It wasn't working right. So I didn't know if she was on to answer the question.
No, she wasn't. But I, you know, we're still working that out. I saw her Friday and Friday afternoon, and she said, she really didn't tell me why she wasn't there. She just said she didn't make it. And I said, well, what was going on? And I think she said she was busy, but she didn't say busy with what. So I don't know. Maybe she'll be there this Friday. We've got about 9 questions now. And I know a lot of people did want to call in with advice questions. I think that's fun. So I don't know. You know, it's becoming a popular segment that we've never done yet. So hopefully, maybe we'll get it in this Friday. I don't know. Hopefully.
Yeah, I like something like Kelly's, you know, with like... house stuff, maybe car stuff, your car isn't running right, or not plumbing, but you know, like Halloween, you know, the, you know, just like ideas. If you had a problem, you know, call her. Maybe it'd be like a home ec teacher. I don't know. You know, somebody like that knows sewing and knows a lot of different, you know, stuff that I don't know.
We'll see. Well, hey, thank you for calling. Hopefully the internet picks up and we'll talk to you soon.
Well, I'm going to give it a little more time, and then I'm going to quit, I think, today.
Okay.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, don't quit too early. We might be playing Family Feud next hour. You never know. But what do you think of the trivia giveaways? Well, there's one idea, and hopefully you would understand how we would do it. Like tomorrow morning, I would come on, and I would say, okay, yesterday, whose 100th birthday was I talking about? Then you'd call in with the answer. But you would have had to have listened this morning to know who I was talking about. Can't Google that. Can't play that system. So, I don't know. I think that's fun. Does anybody else have an opinion on it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you got an opinion, give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you this morning. 740-751-4038. on this beautiful Monday morning, Monday, February the 6th, 2023, 54 minutes past the hour, 31 degrees and hazy skies. And again, if the listener I ran into at Kroger yesterday, who I gave the TuneIn app and all that information to, is out there listening, give us a buzz. We want to make sure you got that TuneIn app downloaded, because I know they were big prize winners. The whole office used to play along, and that was a lot of fun. So I'm glad we're going to have them back in the fold here very soon. You know, I don't know if Ernie's out there listening this morning, but I wonder if he has any memories of Norma Jacob. Norma, first of all, it's amazing to me to hit that milestone age, but just a big mover and a shaker in the Marion area for so very long. And again, does anybody have any thoughts on the Del Taco here in Marion, February the 8th, 48 hours opening up? And again, we're not trying to be negative about this. I hope they have a great success when they open up on Thursday or Wednesday. You know, I might get up extra early that morning, go down and get a taco and a diet soda. So when you listen to this show Wednesday morning, if the line is not out into the street, I might be having a Del Taco and a diet soda. I wonder how their diet sodas are. Wonder if they're better or worse than McDonald's. I've never been to a Del Taco, so I'm not even sure what you should order. What do you order when you go to Del Taco? 740-751-4038. And do you think there's going to be a problem with the traffic? Am I the only one who thinks this could be an issue? Plus, you know, the other problem is, and I hate to say it, people are having trouble getting staffs now. Employees are hard to come by. And all these employees, I'm sure they're in their training, but they've never had to deal with crowds like they're going to have on Wednesday. So that's tough, too. You know, I feel bad for those people. That's going to be a long day. And, you know, customers are not very nice when they don't get the food they want, especially if they feel they're paying a pretty penny for it. So that becomes a whole issue, too. It's going to be interesting. 57 minutes past the hour. Do you have any thought on our prize giveaway system or the Del Taco opening? 740-751-4038. I'll tell you, I did run into another listener yesterday at the store who just wanted to say that she enjoyed our Groundhog presentation last week. And I hope that people did enjoy that. We had a lot of fun with that. Of course, James Anderson was our first Warren Groundhog Harding, and Mary Ellen Withrow was in, and she signed the prediction, and Bob Welsh came in from Columbus and brought the plaques. James Anderson got a plaque, and Judy picked up her plaque on Friday for getting the most questions right in regard to the groundhog. So everything turned out okay. And Linda was there and Terry on Thursday morning. We had a great time, and I'm glad it translated well to the listening audience. But if you didn't hear, 6 more weeks of winter for everyone here in Ohio. Or here in the Midwest. So says Puxatony Phil. So says Buckeye Chuck. So says Warren Groundhog Harding. All cold weather. Although you wouldn't know it today for January. You know what I heard? And this is just a heard, by the way. It's not factual because I haven't followed up on it. That the Marion Star is down to one reporter. One reporter left. Just Aaron, or Andrew, that Sophia is not there anymore. They did have 2 reporters through the end of last year, Sophia and Andrew, but somebody said they're now down to 1 reporter. And I don't know if they're replacing the other reporter at this point. That's tough when you only got 1 reporter. Has anybody else noticed that when you're reading the Marion Star, that there's only 1 local person, Andrew, writing for the Marion Star? I don't know. Well, we've only got about 36 or 30 seconds left in this hour. We're going to take a 15-minute break. We've got a whole nother hour coming up, so don't you dare switch that dial. And we'll come back with more here on WGH Talk. Always having a good time. Don't switch the dial. We'll be back with much more to talk about right after this break.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio, the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?